Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
You invest $50,000 in a real estate syndication. The sponsor says the projected hold period is 5 years. The projected IRR is 17%. The projected equity multiple is 1.9x. But remember, these are projections, not promises. You wire your money. You get your first quarterly distribution. Everything looks good. But then you start wondering, what's actually happening behind the scenes? How does the sponsor take this deal from acquisition to exit? What are the phases? What are the risks? And how does a deal that looked great on paper in year one turn into a profitable exit in year five? I'm CREI Colin, and this is Building Passive Income, where we give you the strategies to build real wealth through passive real estate investing. Today, we're walking through the entire life cycle of a syndication deal, from the moment the sponsor identifies a property to the day you receive your exit proceeds. This is the anatomy of a syndication deal. Most investors never learn this. They just see the projected returns and the quarterly distributions. But if you want to be a sophisticated passive investor, if you want to evaluate deals critically and ask the right questions, you need to understand the full life cycle. Let's dive in. Deal sourcing and underwriting. Every syndication deal starts the same way. The sponsor identifies a property that fits their investment criteria. This is phase one, deal sourcing and underwriting. The sponsor is constantly searching for deals. They're working with commercial brokers, building relationships with property owners, analyzing market data, and running the numbers on dozens of potential acquisitions. Most deals don't make it past this phase. The sponsor might look at 50 properties and only move forward with one or two. When the sponsor finds a property that looks promising, they move into underwriting. This is where they build the financial model that projects income, expenses, cash flow, and returns over the hold period. They're analyzing current rents and occupancy, market rents, expenses, capital improvements, financing, and exit strategy. The sponsor builds a base case scenario, a best case scenario, and a worst case scenario. They stress test the assumptions. If the deal still looks strong after stress testing, the sponsor moves forward. If not, they walk away. This is where great sponsors separate themselves from mediocre ones. Great sponsors are disciplined. They walk away from deals that don't meet their criteria. Phase two, due diligence and financing. Once the sponsor decides to pursue a deal, they enter phase two, due diligence and financing. This is where they validate their assumptions and secure the capital to close the deal. Here's what happens during due diligence. Property inspection, financial review, market analysis, title and legal review, and environmental assessment. At the same time, the sponsor is securing financing and finalizing the equity raise. This phase often takes about 30 to 90 days, depending on the deal and financing. But here's the risk. If the due diligence reveals major issues, the sponsor may renegotiate or walk away. Most purchase agreements include a due diligence period, and during that window, earnest money is often refundable. After that, it can become hard depending on the contract. Phase 3, acquisition and closing. Phase 3 is acquisition and closing. This is where the sponsor officially purchases the property and you officially become an LP or member in the entity that owns it. The sponsor wires the equity capital into escrow. The lender wires the loan proceeds. The title company transfers ownership, And just like that, the deal is closed. Investors receive a closing confirmation. Your money is officially invested. You're now a limited partner or member. This is an exciting moment, but it's also the beginning of the real work. Owning the property is just the start. Now the sponsor has to execute the business plan. Phase 4: stabilization and value add execution. Phase 4 is stabilization and value add execution. This is where the sponsor implements the business plan to increase income, reduce expenses, and drive value. For a value-add deal, this phase typically lasts 12 to 24 months. The sponsor begins renovations, adds amenities, transitions property management if needed, improves occupancy, and reduces expenses. The goal of this phase is to increase the property's net operating income, or NOI. Higher NOI means higher property value, because commercial real estate is often valued primarily off income, with comps influencing pricing too. Here's the formula. Property value equals NOI divided by cap rate. So if the sponsor increases NOI from $500,000 to $650,000 and the market cap rate is 6%, the property value increases from $8.3 million to $10.8 million. This is where great sponsors shine. They execute efficiently. They hit timelines. They manage budgets. But phase 4 is where execution risk shows up the most. Renovations may take longer than expected. Contractors may over budget. Rent increases may not materialize. This is why conservative underwriting is so important. A great sponsor builds in buffers and contingencies. Phase 5 is cash flow and hold period. Once the property is stabilized, the property enters the hold period. This is the phase where the sponsor focuses on operations, tenant retention, and consistent cash flow. The property is generating cash flow, and the sponsor may distribute it to investors. If the deal targets an 8% preferred return, distributions may be structured to work toward that, but they depend on performance and available cash flow. The sponsor and property management team handle day-to-day operations. The sponsor continues to adjust rents based on market conditions and performance. This phase typically lasts 3 to 5 years. It's the steady state phase. The hard work of stabilization is done. Now it's about maintaining performance and timing the exit. But here's the key question. When should the sponsor sell? The answer depends on market conditions, property performance, investor expectations, and financing. A great sponsor will time the exit strategically. They won't sell just because they hit year 5. They'll sell when market conditions are favorable and when the property has maximized its value. Phase 6 is exit and disposition. This is where the sponsor sells the property and returns capital to investors. The sponsor lists the property for sale, typically working with a commercial broker. The broker markets the property to potential buyers, REITs, institutions, private equity, other operators, and local buyers. Buyers submit offers. The sponsor negotiates. The buyer conducts due diligence. And assuming everything is satisfactory, the deal closes. Investors receive a final distribution statement showing the sale price, the loan payoff, closing costs, the total return of capital, and the profit distribution. And just like that, the deal is complete. You've gone from initial investment to exit. If the deal performed as projected, you might have received an IRR of 15 to 18% and an equity multiple of 1.8 to 2.0x over a 5-year hold. But here's the reality. Not every deal exits as planned. Sometimes the market shifts. Sometimes buyers aren't willing to pay the projected sale price. This is why it's so important to invest with experienced sponsors who have successfully exited deals before. All right, we've walked through the ideal life cycle. But let's be real, not every deal goes according to plan. Phase 1. The sponsor might overestimate rent growth or underestimate expenses. Phase 2. The sponsor might miss major issues during due diligence. Phase 3. The deal might fall through at the last minute. Phase 4. This is where execution risk shows up the most. Phase 5. The market might shift. Phase 6. The sponsor might struggle to find a buyer at the projected price. This is why syndication investing involves risk. Real estate markets are cyclical. Economic conditions change. But a great sponsor will communicate transparently about challenges, adapt the business plan as needed, and work tirelessly to protect investor capital. So how do you, as a passive investor, evaluate a deal at each phase? Phase 1. Review the sponsor's underwriting assumptions. Phase 2. Ask what issues were uncovered during due diligence. Phase 3. Confirm the close happened as described and understand how equity is used. Phase 4. Track the sponsor's progress through regular updates. Phase 5. Monitor distributions and read the financial statements. Phase 6. When the sponsor announces they're selling, ask why now. The more you understand the life cycle, the better equipped you are to evaluate deals and hold sponsors accountable. All right, let's recap. A syndication deal has 6 phases: deal sourcing and underwriting, due diligence and financing, acquisition and closing, stabilization and value add execution, cash flow and hold period, and exit and disposition. The life cycle typically spans 5 to 7 years. The sponsor's job is to execute the business plan, increase NOI, and maximize property value. Things can go wrong at every phase. Your job is to understand the life cycle, monitor progress, and hold the sponsor accountable. Here's your action step. Pull up the investor updates from one of your current syndication investments. Identify which phase the deal is in. Evaluate how the sponsor is executing. Next week on Building Passive Income, we're diving into the different types of real estate syndications: value add, core plus, opportunistic, development, and which one is right for your portfolio. Until then, remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with understanding how deals work. I'm CREI Colin. Let's build wealth together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.